Welcome to Smart Living. And as you can see, I am here. Well, you can't see. We're on podcast. But sitting next to me is Linda Williams. And for those of you who have not familiar with that name, well, Linda Williams has actually been a journalist in the Valley for over 42 years. And she has just recently somewhat retired from her job. But right. She most certainly hasn't retired from life.
I have not.
Not at all.
I have embraced life. It's so much fun, everyone. They'll say, we miss you, but how do you like retirement? And I'm like, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't apologize. You earn it.
Right.
When people say congratulations, they're saying congratulations on, you know, getting all your ducks in a row and being able to walk away from, you know, from a career,
an amazing
a job
career.
To do something else.
But not only that amazing career, but let's talk a little bit about your career because that's how people know about
you.
But we're also going to talk about, because I know you save money, so we're going to talk about some money saving
all
stuff
right.
too. So first of all, you retired, it was January 1st, 2024 was your last day
right.
at Fox News. Now, everybody wants to know, if they haven't heard about, why did you leave?
So many things stack up. Mm-hmm. The business has changed. The stories that I could once tell that I could take 3 minutes to tell, I could now take a minute 10.
Yeah.
The culture had changed to the point where, could I pivot and adjust? Heck yeah, because I've been pivoting and adjusting all this time. But, you know, my financial advisor said, you don't have to do that anymore if you don't want to. And I said, really? And she said, really? But it was petrifying.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I just walked away and said, see ya. I was petrified. I'm like, what's my identity? How do I, when I call people, I'm always like, hi, it's Linda Williams calling from, you know, Fox 10 News. And now it's like, hi, Linda Williams calling from.
Oh, I know. That's a hard one.
Home. You
know,
where am I calling? Calling from Daphne's studio. Calling
right.
from. So I thought once I left that my identity would fade and shatter and. But it didn't. It turns out that whatever identity I have comes from here. And that's what I'm telling everybody. Don't let your brand or your company or whatever become your identity. I am a journalist today if I still want to be.
Right.
I mean, if I want to pick up my phone and write a story and put it on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, I'm a citizen journalist. So
I love that. Citizen journalist.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I've never heard that term before.
Really?
Yeah.
It's out there, and there are plenty of them. Everyone who's got one of these can be one or
absolutely.
Is one. So I think that helped me wean from I'm not on TV anymore, as there are so many other platforms to get your voice and your opinions out there.
I'm so glad you see that, because when I left ABC 15 in 2016, the word content creator wasn't there.
Did not exist.
Social media was like it was being pushed, thrown down my throat, and it felt like an invasion of my personal privacy.
I remember.
You know, and I was just like, so then when I left, I was like, well, what is this, right?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, well, can you come over and like do a video? I'm like, okay, but where do you want me to put it?
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
So, but now it's very clear how the world is, and I'm glad
how
you see that vision.
Trending. I do.
Okay.
Now, I was the same thing. I'm like, I don't, you know, I resisted. I don't want to do Twitter. Why are we doing this? People don't care what I had for lunch.
Right.
Turns out they do.
Yeah, they do. They do.
And where I ate and what it cost. So,
right.
So it was an easy transition. But
right.
I'm happy being retired. I'm happy not having that daily pressure, the commute, the, you know, so many things
right.
that come with a 9-to-5.
Right. No, you're retired from Fox 10 News. You're not retired. You just haven't quite found what the next thing is.
Right. I mean, I turned the page. I got my real estate license because I love real estate stories.
I know. And you love houses, too.
I love houses. I love your house. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So I'm launching a career at a time where, you know, the industry, real estate, is in flux. But I've got the skill set to deal with pressure, pivoting, people emotional. I mean, my skill set sets me up for that.
Oh, my God. You are full of confidence.
I'm ready.
Wish I would have talked to you like 8 years ago when I left my job. And like, Linda, could you tell me how it's going to turn out for me?
I would have said you're going to soar.
Yeah.
I would have, because it's about relationships mm-hmm. and it's about personality, and you've got it in spades.
Ditto, both. Yes. Both you, and I have it.
Thank
we
you.
We are quite talented, if I can just just pat our both of ourselves on
can
the
I
back.
Can I come
there.
Over again tomorrow and do this? And we do this self-affirming type way to launch our day.
Well, you know, we were talking about journalism and how it's changed, and, you know, it's all about social media and stuff like that. Let me ask you a question. Where do you see journalism going? I know that's kind of a subjective, but where do you see it going from here? Like, anybody can be a citizen journalist, you said.
Journalism right now is local news, mm-hmm. is struggling to stay relevant in a world that has moved to its phone and to digital. We should have started at least, and we did start dating mm-hmm. digital, mm-hmm. but we didn't start soon enough.
Right.
Yeah.
It's only been like 2 years that our local news stations have asked.
Said, oh my gosh, this is what we better jump on. But so I don't think they saw the train, but they didn't know how to jump on board. So now, you know, now that we're kind of dating, we need to marry somehow the two and keep us both relevant. Well, digital has no problem staying relevant.
Right, right.
But in order to stay relevant, and I see that happening in so many ways.
Okay.
And can it stay relevant? I don't know. I don't know what it looks like. It's going to be a hybrid. But you know me.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure.
I love a good fight. And if I'd stayed in, I would have been down for that fight.
Right.
To stay relevant. You know, more like, what do you need me to do?
Uh-huh.
Podcast? Okay.
Right.
You know, live Facebook on when I'm at a scene. All right, I can do that. I can, you know. But,
that's great.
Yeah.
Well, sorry to mean to cut you off. But
that's
I was going
right.
to say, you said podcast. Channel 3 has a lot of their talent doing podcasts. I think that
right,
is genius.
Right, right. It is.
And they're vesting in their talent,
but
too.
But see, they have to figure out, and this is why they were not such dinosaurs, but because no one could figure out how to monetize it, mm-hmm. they didn't commit to it.
Right.
You know, they're like, well, why are we going to do this and build this? We haven't figured out how to monetize it yet. Sometimes you just got to jump
mm-hmm.
and then figure out how to monetize
That's
it
exactly
later
right.
or else it's going to come and beat you over the head.
Bingo. Bingo. Because
right.
everyone's like, Daphne, how are you making money on your podcast? You don't have any advertising. I go, I'm actually making money.
So I open my shirt and there's a big, you know, Clorox, bleach, it's right. the best. Right on my shirt. Yeah. No.
Right in the middle of a podcast.
Yes. No, you'll
yeah.
figure it out.
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's been it's a grassroots thing. So,
it is.
Which if I can just add, I'm going to go ahead and just like advertise for myself.
Please do.
But I'm going to be starting actually to teach money saving classes around the valley.
Oh, good.
So the Phoenix Public Library just had a wonderful meeting
oh,
with
wow.
them, and they're so excited. And they just asked me to teach 8 courses starting in September. They're 2-hour workshops for all targeting all kinds of audiences. I'll be mentioning
more
of that.
So you will take like a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old, mm-hmm. a 14-year-old. That is brilliant.
Yeah, or a 20-year-old or a 60-year-old.
Well, I got to tell you about the time I gave a certified check, sent it to my son in Tucson to give to his landlord for something. And the landlord called him and said, what, you didn't give it to me? And Quentin said, I did. He had given the wrong half of it to him and thrown the check away.
Oh, well, at least you got
so,
it.
So, yeah. Yeah. I'm like, get in the garbage.
Right, you didn't. Wow.
And find it. So, and I immediately thought, my kids are financial illiterate.
Yeah.
Financially illiterate.
Yes.
I didn't think when I gave him the check, I had to say, okay, now give this, write this in, fill
yeah.
out that, and give this to the... Because you just assume.
Assume, right.
So I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
And I think there are 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds,
yeah.
40-year-olds who don't know how to write a check. 20-year-olds
right.
who's like, can you write this check out? And granted, you're not going to do it a lot. But when you do it, and when you're doing
right.
stuff, you kind of need to know.
Right.
Yeah.
So monetizing for me is, the podcast is a way to just, you know, first of all, I just love talking, and it's a great way to interact with people that I absolutely adore. It's a great
right.
excuse. So, but the podcast is almost a vessel for a greater thing.
Right.
And also, I want to be more a part of this community. That's one of the
right.
reasons why I stayed here. That's why I've lived here for
great.
Over 50 years.
And when are you starting? How can we find it?
Well, it'll be in September. So it's far,
okay.
it's far
all
off.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank
no.
you for already plugging me on my own podcast,
you,
Linda.
You bet I am. No,
but,
my gosh.
But that's where you do that. And
idea.
Then, you know, you partner with different corporations that see the value in your brand. So when you guys are getting information, I just want to let you know, no one's paying me. It's genuine information.
Right.
That's key.
Right.
That's key there.
Yes.
Okay, so getting back to you, enough about
okay.
you plugging me.
No,
so,
I like that.
With journalism, we talked about why you left Fox News. You retired from that particular job, but I personally believe that you're not retiring from journalism. So with that being said, you have been a journalist for over 42 years. So you were a very young woman when you started.
Yes.
What made you decide to get into local television? And have you? This is Arizona in 1981. I moved here in 1976. So I know what Arizona was like. What were you thinking, young lady, thinking you're going to get a job on TV in 1981?
Well, when you have a mom, Joyce Williams, you know, bless her soul. We lost her, what, less than 3 years ago. Oh, so when you have a mom who tells you that you can be anything, do anything, she's an English teacher. My dad was in the Air Force brat, moving around a lot. But when you have a mom who believes in your dream, and I started out when I went to ASU, I majored in print journalism. I wanted to write for newspapers and magazines. I wanted to write about women. I wanted to write about women of color. I wanted to write about children's struggles. My junior year, Professor Fritz Lee, told him this, said to me, you know, and I'm like, yeah. He goes, you have a nice voice.
You do.
Have you ever thought of doing broadcast journalism, radio or TV reporter? It had never crossed my mind.
But
2 weeks later, I went in and switched my major from print journalism to broadcast journalism. I tell young people, if you're scattering around, you know, listen to the people who know you, your parents, your teachers, your whatever. What do they come good at? When do you become happiest? Mm-hmm. Is there anything about me that stands out that you think I could use to push forward or roll forward? Because sometimes people see things in you that you would never see in yourself. No one had ever told me I had a nice voice.
Really?
Yeah.
But they tell you that now all the time.
Well, yeah, they do. They're like, we miss you. We miss your voice. Yeah, We didn't know who you were, but when you started talking, that's when we thought, oh, that's Linda. That's
Linda. Voice is everything, is it?
It kind of, apparently it is.
That's so crazy.
So based on that, I pivoted and I changed and I sent out just a few resumes and Channel 10 had an opening for an editor.
How many stations did we have at the time?
Three.
Okay, so it was...
It was five. It was 3, 12, and 5.
Right, and 3 was an ABC affiliate at the time.
Right, yeah. And 5 was CBS. And no, 10 was CBS.
So you just sent it out and then you got hired?
Well, I did interview with Bill Close.
Got it.
and I got the job. I couldn't edit. And that's what makes me sad about people coming in. I feel that a young woman, man, anything, ASU graduate coming to Channel 10 today and saying, hey, what's your entry level position? Can I get a job and you'll teach me to edit? We'll say, oh no, you have to have, you know, even on the website, the requirements, you have 3 years of experience in this, 5 years of experience. So, you know, they'll have to go to a smaller market. And that's what I was constantly told. You're not going to make it in this size market, even though we were in the 20s the time.
We both started in this market. Thank you.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. People are like, what market did you start from? I go, this market.
This one. Yeah. So, got the job and just loved the writing. Just worked my way up. It took me a year to learn how to edit and went in, took my tape and said, hey, I put this together of me reporting. And they said, it was Phil Alvedres,
name.
Bill Miller, Bill Close.
Oh, wow.
They were all there and they're like, we watched the tape. I just took old reporter's tapes from the day and edited my voice on. They said, in every single story that you redid, your story was better than the one that aired that day.
Wow, Linda.
Can you believe that?
Yes, I can.
So that's writing.
Yeah.
That's not how I looked. I didn't have the look. I didn't have the anything.
But you had it.
But I could write.
Yeah.
And that's why I tell them, the fundamentals can be the difference between have you got the gig or not.
Yeah.
And I could write. And I was a strong writer.
Right.
I was a creative writer.
You still are a strong
writer.
Thank
you.
I can't wait to read. Linda doesn't know this, but she's probably going to write a book.
Everybody keeps telling
me that. Okay. Yes. And so we've recently given her. Oh, can I see this? I'm going to plug Christina.
Let's do it again.
Off the Air, who's a local journalist. Also just recently.
I'm so excited to read this.
It's a really great book.
Daphne has given me your book, Christine. I know Christine is watching this. because she had a few and she's like, I said, I want it. I don't want it. And she's so, I've got it.
Christina
and I'm on
actually
it.
Listens to my podcast. She actually threw some things. I'm like, oh my God, you listen
so
to it.
So I pulled Daphne in whispering like anybody's here. And I'm like, so is this any good? I mean,
it's a great book.
Yeah. And she said, Linda, for real, it's a great book.
Yeah,
so I'm diving in. And not that I had any doubts because I've read the reviews and I know Christina. And I'm just excited to read it.
Okay, Linda, now we won't get too personal on your personal life, but one thing I know that you're really proud of is you have two great kids.
My children, I should pull their pictures up on the phone.
Yeah.
But Sierra and Quentin, they're both in New York, living the New York millennial life. Yeah. I just got back from visiting them. We had a blast. They said, Mom, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to live your life. I don't want to go to the Empire State Building. I don't want to go to the museum. I don't want to do any of that touristy stuff.
So you want to see what they did?
I want to see what you do. I want to hang out with your friends. I want to, you know, so we were in Brooklyn. So we played pool. We did trivia night. We went to the Brooklyn Museum because Beyonce's.
I was just there.
Not
yeah.
Beyonce.
Hold on. Deets and Alicia Keys.
Yes, Alicia Keys.
I just went there 3 weeks ago. It was the greatest.
Wasn't that a phenomenal?
It was so, their art is so cool.
Yes.
But I always say, I go, I'm so proud that they're so wealthy, but that's what happens when you get so wealthy. You get your own art collection put it on display. But it is cool.
Wow.
And they have so many young artists. Like,
I know.
They were born like in 1996. Did you see some of that?
I know.
Oh my God. I really like their style.
So I loved it. I loved that. We went to Harlem. Hung out. They're like, Mom, you are, because I'm up there buying beanies too for $5. They're like, you're never gonna wear those in Phoenix. I don't know, but they're two for $5. Like, you gotta see a beanie two for $5.
So you'll go and visit them, you'll have to wear the beanies.
Have to wear the beanies there. So I have every color beanie about. But I love the subway.
That's great.
I'm the only, you know, and I said, you could tell I'm a tourist. I was the only person on the subway smiling.
Yeah, I saw that great picture of you sitting next to your son on the subway.
Oh, yes.
And then your daughter was taking the picture. That was
yes.
such a great picture.
I was just so, and then I'm sure they think I'm a nut job.
No,
you're such
cool,
a
mom.
Dork.
You can tell they really dig you. They can tell you're a cool mom. I'm a cool mom too. My daughter likes to hang out with
me
too.
Well, I paid for their education, so they kind of. I'm the reason they got a few gigs and it afforded to live in New York. So
they live in Brooklyn.
They live in Brooklyn.
Okay, that's so funny. Okay, ironically, I was just telling Linda that my daughter, who's 26. Just told me about a month ago that she's going to move to New York and she's moving to Brooklyn also because it's
all
affordable.
Right. We will hook them up.
Yeah, we have to. Absolutely.
She has to move quickly because Brooklyn is quickly becoming not affordable.
Well, she was going to move in January because she says it would be more affordable because it's cold. You think she should move sooner than later?
I think she should start exploring sooner
you know
than
what?
Later.
I'm going to
tell
ask
her to
you
get on
if
right
we
now.
Can connect our daughters together and
absolutely.
Then my daughter can start talking to her.
Okay,
great. I'm glad you came over to talk about this.
This doesn't feel like we're on a podcast.
Right? It doesn't at all.
It feels like we're sitting on your couch.
Just chit-chat.
Catching up.
Which is perfect,
catching
which is
up.
Exactly what we needed to
it's
do.
It's perfect.
Yes. And
yes.
Linda and I have had dinner a couple times throughout the years, and she's always made time for me, and I appreciate
always.
You.
Always. No, I will always make time
and ditto
for you.
From here. Ditto
thank
for her.
You.
Okay, well, so end of that. Linda's career is not over with, but she has retired from Fox 10 News, as such as I have retired from ABC 15. And
right.
we are now venturing into our new journey of our life to do things that are purposeful. We're mindful about how we live our life. And also, we have a lot of life experience to give a lot
and
of.
And community
you.
Oriented.
Yeah, huge.
I've been talking with Children's Action Alliance. You know, I have a place deep in my heart for foster kids. I just do. So I am talking to them about, I've become an advocate, but we're trying to figure out what that looks like.
This
so
is
that
so, that's so funny
I can,
you say that.
Why?
Because I literally, you said Arizona?
Children's Action Alliance.
Okay.
CAA.
Yeah, okay. So I just talked to, it was Susie Timms, and she referred me to another PR girl for Arizona Foster Care something.
Right.
And so, because I'm, these money-saving classes I'm teaching, so I'm in a position now where, you know, having to do the hustle isn't such a big deal.
Right.
So these foster care kids, when they're gone, when the state's done with them, that's it.
They age out 18, at 18.
21 years old. And then you have, how are you going to manage your money? How do you know about groceries? How do you know about things to watch for? So I was like, you guys, they have this whole money thing course already there, but I'm going to be actually teaching classes and I'm volunteering.
I should. Oh, I'm
yeah,
so
happy.
Yeah,
so we should get together for sure.
If I can help you,
yes.
support you in any
well, yeah,
way.
Because I'm going to have you pop in
so,
and do a little.
I would love to pop in. I'll pop in. No, that'd be great.
Okay, so enough about the career stuff. Thanks for sharing that. And I'm, you know, again, to wrap it up. I'm so happy that you've moved on. Okay, let's talk about money savings.
Okay.
Now. So one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, I know you're frugal because you've got those two babies that you've been raising.
Right.
And so
right.
you have to be very mindful about your money. But one of the things I wanted to know was, what is something that you absolutely refuse to spend a lot of money on? That you're like, no, I'm not doing that.
Clothes.
Really?
Yeah.
On TV for 42 years and clothes, huh?
Well, because they expect you to change so much, you know? It's like, oh, they're not doing that anymore. They're doing this. Oh, they're doing that. Mm-hmm. Oh, these necklaces are in and stuff. I am not going to pay retail for the necklaces that, you know, the three-tier necklace,
right.
when next year it will be considered passé.
Right.
So I probably got this off Mercari. Uh-huh. I'm a big fan of eBay, Mercari, Poshmark.
Oh, Poshmark.
I'm all over that.
So you buy used clothes from people.
Oh, yeah. I'll buy used clothes and shoes and jewelry.
I love it. Oh, my God. That's look, that's a great money-saving tip.
It's the best money-saving tip because clothes will eat you up. Now, I'm not saying I don't go in and slap down my charge card and go to Nordstrom Rack or Last Chance or Macy's or anything.
No, she didn't say Nordstrom. She said Nordstrom Rack.
Is well, Nordstrom? Yeah.
Right.
Nordstrom
yeah.
Rack.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm just saying, like, how frugal you are. I don't feel frugal.
Yeah, no, I don't feel frugal.
I value money smart. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be money smart.
Yeah, I'm always
pinching my pennies. And then when you're ready to pass that on to, you know, dress for success or anything, then you can give it without thinking, oh, I paid $85 for that dress.
Right.
You can say, some other woman's going to enjoy my $12.99 special. You know, and pass on that as well. So that's my thing. I am also a bit of, it's not a thrift thing. It's more, the reason why I'm in Goodwill a lot and I like White Dove and I go to Salvation Army thrift stores. I'm a pottery hound. I'm a pottery hound.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love looking for old pottery and I collect Ray Dunn and I'm just, and like everybody else who goes to Goodwill, I'm thinking I'm going to find a painting that's worth a gazillion dollars.
Good luck with that.
That someone mistakenly. It happens. I reported on it once out of 42 years, so I know it happens. So I'm always hopeful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Goodwill's at St. Vincent de Paul over on 7th Street Northern is a good place, too, for that. Okay, so when it comes to, I had something that you were saying.
I said Salvation Army. I meant St. Vincent de
Paul. Okay, Salvation. Okay.
There's just farther north. Yeah.
Oh, there's just farther north.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, one of the things. So I actually think Goodwill is overpriced.
You think what?
I think Goodwill is overpriced.
Well, but they didn't used to be.
Yeah, they were so cheap back in the day.
They were good, but like everything right now.
Yeah, is overpriced.
Goodwill is corporate America.
Yeah.
And someone came in and said, wait a minute.
We can charge more money.
Women like Daphne and Linda are in there buying Ralph Lauren
for
$3.
Right.
So why don't we tell them it's $8.99 or $12 and they'll still pay it because it's still a great savings.
It is.
And they're right.
Yeah.
Are we not?
No, they're
We're still in there.
Yes.
And they've upped their prices. I agree.
Yeah. But you have to, they have the little tags that are on sale, like the purple tags you get half off.
Right. On any
so
good
I try
day,
and go on
you
those
should
days.
Look when you
yes,
go in.
When they have those things. I'll tell you, one person's trash is another person's treasure.
Exactly.
So, okay, well, when it comes for me, one of the things that I absolutely refuse to spend money on are tires for cars.
Really?
Yeah.
So how do you save on that?
Because well,
I just...
don't. I know, I'm not too very
You just
good.
Hate spending it. But...
Well, I drive an electric vehicle, and I did a whole story on this, but EV vehicles weigh more in weight because of the batteries,
okay.
So the tires don't last that long.
Oh.
And my car, which is an i3, it's a BMW, they don't even make it anymore. It's electric. It only gets like 120 miles electric, but it only takes one brand of tires called Bridgestone. And I cannot buy them anyplace else, and they only taste one size.
How much?
It is $1,600 every year.
Wow.
That's how, I say that's the cost savings from the gas. It gets made up in time.
See, that's the side of electric people never tell you about.
No, but I did. I sure did.
You
I
could
did
do
a
whole podcast on just some of the things that you don't realize when you're buying electric.
Yeah, exactly. So buyer beware there.
Oh,
okay.
Good one. Good one.
Well, Linda, I think that's going to be a wrap. I appreciate you.
I loved this.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll look forward to seeing what your next adventure is going to be. You know, the book that you're going to be writing that you don't know about.
Do you not want me to do real estate?
She does not.
Because my co-anchor was very disappointed when I said I'm getting my real estate license.
Really?
Yeah. He's like,
Really? No, you'll be successful.
He wants me to go change the world.
Well,
he's like, with your whatever and this and that, you should be running for office.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Really?
No.
Maybe later. You never know. You never.
As
know.
One consultant, a political consultant said to me, you are far too nice to get into this fight right now. I'm not willing to say anything or do anything for power and money. I'm just
right.
not.
Right.
I'm not there yet.
Well,
I doubt I'll change. So if the system changes,
yes, I was
going to
say, the system changed. Like if it came about helping people, I 100% would get
right,
into politics.
Right.
If it was genuinely about that.
Right.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But you never know. Your co-anchor was 100% correct on that. Linda.
Really?
Yeah. Listen, real estate's great because, you know, if you got bills to pay, you got thousands, you're going
to
help people get
new houses.
It's not
about bills to pay.
But you're going to get people's nice houses.
At the end of the day. No, I'm not getting people's nice houses.
Okay, tell me why.
I just remember as a stressed out reporter, you know, going through a divorce, kids are staying with their dads. I just remember opening the door to my house and closing it, and it was like a warm embrace because I was home.
Got it.
I have a sign in my garage, and when I pull it up, there's a big sign. It says, yay, you're home.
Right.
Home should be that.
Mm-hmm.
It should be, I'm not saying a warm embrace or anything, but it should be a place when you close the door,
you're
feel
safe.
Safe.
Yeah, that's key.
And you're comfortable,
yep.
and you're happy there,
mm-hmm.
and you're building memories. So if people want to, I don't know. I want people to find that.
Okay.
So I want to help them. And I'm not doing it full time. I'm
okay.
doing the foster thing. I'm doing real estate.
Okay.
And you apparently have me writing a book.
Right.
After
I
read Christina's.
Yes, yes.
So.
Well, you got a story to tell. And you know why people say that? It's not that they don't want you to be a real estate agent. It's because people admire you and look to you to lead them or give them advice. Meaning that, you know, you leading your life quietly is great. But you still need to give us a little bit of Linda Williams on some level. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, because you've been part of this community for 42 years, and people look to you, and we need to see you once in a while.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you made your case well. I made my case well. We'll let them vote. Is
right.
there some voting where they say, we like what Daphne said. We like what Linda said.
I'll have all the information from the show posted on my blog at smartshopperdaphne.com. And I appreciate you guys. Tune in next week. We'll have another interesting guest
this
on Smart
fun.
Living, right? It has been. And don't forget, I'm Daphne Monroe, your smart shopper. Thanks for your partner.